Good morning, everyone. Well, Norm gave me a call this week and wondered if I could have devotions this morning, so I agreed to. I'm learning that if I get a call from an unknown number from Idaho, it's usually best not to answer. But after he promised me a month's worth of donuts, so I said I could do it. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 19 this morning, and the story of the rich young ruler. And I'm going to start reading at verse 16, and I'll just read to the end of the chapter. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So here we have the account of the rich young ruler coming to Jesus, and I was reading the account in Mark, and in Mark it says that he came running and he fell on his knees. And so I just thought about that a little bit. It seemed like this man was pretty serious about wanting to find out what he was lacking. He somehow knew that there was something missing in his life. And we can tell that he did a lot of outward things. He kept all the commandments. Seemed to do everything right. But yet there was something missing in his heart. And he didn't know what it was. Now Jesus told him, he said, if you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give it to the poor. So I was thinking about that a little bit, and I don't think it means that if we go sell everything we have and give all our money away, then we're going to be perfect. But I think it's more of what's in your heart, seems, well, yeah, he obviously knew that this man loved his riches. And that was a big holdup in his life. And so Jesus told him that if you want to have treasure in heaven, then you need to give this up in your life. You need to put me first. There is a couple verses in Matthew chapter 6 I'll read. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I like my money. I like my treasures. And some of that's not all bad. I believe it's when those things begin to take priority in our lives, and we get so caught up in taking care of ourselves, making sure that we aren't gonna have any problems in our lives, and then Jesus gets kind of put on the back burner a little bit. There was an example that I heard of one time. If you think of a long rope stretched across the church, and way down at one end there's just a very small little red mark on the rope. And that little red mark is our life. And the rest of the rope is eternity. It just kind of helps put it in perspective a little bit about what are we working for? Are we working for this little 1-inch piece, and then the other 50 feet is, we don't ever think about that? Or are we going to work for, you know, really the main part of our lives? I thought about that quite a bit, and it helped me just to remember that, you know, really this life, we put so much work into bettering our lives here on earth, when in reality, eternity is what really counts. And building up treasures in heaven, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So that's, I guess, all I have this morning. Why don't we bow our heads?